everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with the fine producer-engineer on the other side of the glass, Ray Allen, ready to do this for another week. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, June 13th, 2016. Hope you had a lovely weekend. We are in for what the weather people have been saying could be pushing some all-time record temperatures for Tucson by next week, pushing, I think the all-time high for Tucson is like about 117, something like that. The last I saw, they were saying maybe 114 by Sunday, so we'll see how that goes. It was a weekend filled, unfortunately, with horrible news out of Florida, where the worst mass shooting in American history happened in Orlando. And, of course, our hearts and prayers go out to the victims and the families of this American tragedy that cost, let's see, the latest death count is 49 dead, and I believe 50 have been hospitalized. So we certainly pray for not only the families of those that have lost their lives, but those that maybe are fighting for their lives at this hour from really this hate slash terrorist crime that happened in Orlando. The links to the Buckmaster Show, want to say thank you very much to TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, Green Valley News, and Sahuarita Sun, TucsonLifestyle Magazine.com, and Southern Arizona News Examiner all prominently display links to our program, and we are very much appreciative of that. Our live line number, if you would like to join in our conversation today, 790-2040. We also invite you to become a friend of our show on Facebook, and then we try to do the Twitter thing as often as possible at Buckmaster Show. We're going to begin with the Monday political face-off, followed at 12:30 by our monthly scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Then we close out the show with Dr. Mark Sykes, CEO of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute. The Monday political face-off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. I was over visiting with Moe on Saturday. They just do such a beautiful job when it comes to any of your framing needs, and they've got wonderful mirrors, custom frame mirrors, some beautiful art there at their gallery. So they do the whole picture framing, hanging services, and hanging systems. Mo can take care of it all. Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. And, of course, they're on Facebook. All right, our Monday political face-off today featuring commentators John Munger. Mr. Munger, a well-known Tucson attorney. He's former president of the Arizona Board of Regents and 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Joe Holt is with us. Joe is former state Senate candidate and current chair of the Democratic Party of Pima County. Joe and John, how are you?
Good. Welcome
very
to Joe.
Good. Very good.
Thank you very much, both of you, for coming in. And before we go on to our topic of the day, John, I do want to direct our listeners, if they get a chance, to check out at TucsonNews.com your op-ed today. You were at the 108th Arizona Town Hall meeting.
I was. And one of the major topics of conversation is at the town hall was preparing Arizona, particularly Southern Arizona, to join with Sonora in a cooperative effort to help prepare all of us for building out a new port in Guaymas and preparing Southern Arizona to be a part of that port complex. We will end up being one of the four major port complexes on the west coast of the United States, along with Los Angeles, San Diego, and the Seattle-Vancouver complex over the years. It's a very important economic opportunity for Southern Arizona and Sonora, and a great way for us to work together. So I encourage people to read that op-ed piece. It gives a very clear statement of what people need to do to help make this happen.
And I have the governor on the program for a half an hour on Thursday. I know he's a big supporter of this.
He's a big supporter of it and has been instrumental in trying to make this happen as well.
All right. Topic of the day, of course, is the horrible news. It's almost, Joe, it's almost like you know, you wake up Sunday morning, you hear this news, and you think, oh, this can't be. It's just, it's another nightmare.
Yeah, it just when we thought it can't get worse, mm-hmm. it seems like it gets worse. So very, very discouraging and very troubling.
All over social media, John, and I've got thankfully a lot of friends on social media, and they were pretty much all of them weighing in. Mm-hmm. Everyone was saying, of course it's horrible, and some were saying we can't let it happen again. And my question to you and Joe, and maybe we can address this, where do we go from here after something like this?
Well, we need to finally fight the war on terror. The leadership of this country right now refuses to fight the war on terror. We have allowed the terror bases to expand. Now there are 7,000, by latest estimates, there are 7,000 new ISIS terrorists in Libya. So they're in the process of taking over Libya. We have refused to take out the ISIS terrorists in Syria. When you allow enemies like that to consolidate their base, then you allow them the means to attack us, and they are attacking us now in this country. It's going to happen until we finally get serious and take them out. We haven't been serious for 7.5 years, and it's not going to happen under the current leadership. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is talking about having a 500% increase in the number of undocumented Syrian refugees that she wants to take into this country, even though we don't know who they are, which will tremendously exacerbate the potential problem. We have to recognize what the problem is. Political correctness has to end, and we have to recognize who our enemies are, and we have to defeat them.
Joe, your thoughts?
Well, I guess my thoughts initially go to terrorism and to what does ISIS really want from the damage that has been inflicted here, whether they directed the operation or whether it was one of these young people that was responding. It's all still part of the same terrorist problem. So I always go to, what do they want? What do they want to do to us? And they want to weaken us, obviously, and they want to weaken us by terrorizing us, by causing fear, and by causing us to turn against one another. And I think that that we should do the opposite, actually, and that we have to understand that there are people who take gun rights very seriously. They have and very personally. And they have a perspective, and that perspective with the Second Amendment needs to be respected by everybody at the table. But at the same time, we need to understand the majority of Americans, whether they're Republicans or Democrats or whatever other party, they understand that we need stricter background checks and gun laws. Polarizing and being totally on one side, don't you dare touch even one of my guns, and totally on the other side, right, that's actually what works for ISIS.
I disagree with that. Look, it's not complicated. She's asking, well, we need to understand what ISIS wants. ISIS wants to destroy the West. ISIS wants to kill every one of us. ISIS has sworn a war against us. They want to destroy us. We didn't need to understand the Nazis. We needed to destroy the Nazis. We need to destroy ISIS. It ain't complicated. This is not a gun rights issue. The issue here is not whether law-abiding Americans should have guns. The issue here is, what do we do to defeat the people that are here in the United States that are already here, and what can we do to make sure that no more of them come in while we defeat them here, and what can we do to defeat their base overseas so that the overseas bases can no longer support the internal terrorists? This is a war. Trotsky once said, you may not be interested in war, but war may be interested in you. This is a war. This ain't complicated. We don't need to sit around and try and understand our enemies. We need to defeat them.
All right, let's go to the live line. Roger has been waiting very patiently. Hey, Roger, how are you today?
Yeah, John, to the past caller, too, I want to mention real quick that this guy passed real strict Florida CCW carry permit. He passed that background, and he was a licensed security guard, which is also a very strict background check.
On a nuclear plant, incidentally.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as stricter gun laws, the terrorists, they're law obeyers right up to the point that they kill 50 people. And my comment was going to be, can you imagine after Pearl Harbor was bombed, if Roosevelt said, told those people back then, we're going to disarm all the American people, and we're going to import a bunch of people from Japan.
Or that we need to, or Roger, that we need to understand what the Japanese want.
Yeah, my father fought the Japanese, and as kids, if we even slandered Japanese people, we were instantly disciplined. I mean, he didn't tolerate that at all. He said, you got to respect your enemy. But these people here, he wouldn't have brought them into America, the Japanese at the time, and infiltrated them among us because he respected them as an enemy, and he knew they'd take full advantage of being able to do that.
Okay, Roger. Roger, thank you very much for your comment. Joe, we need to take a break. Do you want to respond to Roger real quickly?
Well, I do. I actually do think that this is an issue that involves terrorism, but it also involves gun laws as well. It's a combination of the two things. And let's assess how much damage we do by going into other countries and carrying out military operations.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. John Munger and Joe Holt will be with us as we return after the first break of this new week on the Buckmaster Show.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster with some exciting news. You could win a $1,000 or a $500 travel voucher to one of 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson International Airport in the Travel Smart with TUS contest. Register for free through Tucson International Airport's Facebook or Twitter pages, or go to the website travelsmarttus.com. Good luck. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is our Monday political face-off, brought to us by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge. John Munger is here, and Joe Holt. We had a caller and someone also questioning about if this shooter did go through multiple background checks, what good did that do? Obviously, look at the damage he did.
Yeah, my understanding is that this shooter had also been investigated by the FBI more than once. And so that really should have actually slowed down the background checks quite a bit.
And want stronger background checks.
Only based on what I've heard in terms of analysis of what people have said about the background check system, that it still has too many holes in it and still needs to be strengthened.
Okay.
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ingrid has been waiting. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Good afternoon, Ms. Holt. You talked about laws. It's difficult to understand exactly what you mean when you say laws. Laws about what? And we also have the black market. Let's put it a different way. If you had your druthers, who would you allow to have firearms? I'll hang up and just listen. Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ingrid. I don't think I'm qualified to make a policy like that on the spot. I think that in terms of who should and shouldn't be allowed to carry, purchase a firearm or something like that, there are loopholes in the background check system, and certainly gun shows and being able to purchase a gun with little or no checking falls into one of those categories. Some of the high-powered weapons. But I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment. I think that we have the right. It has been demonstrated over and over. We have the right to purchase guns to defend ourselves, and I respect that. I support it. I think we've gone far beyond that, and we just need to take a closer look at it. It's been so politicized that it makes it difficult, to move forward with policy changes.
This is not a gun rights issue. This is a radical Islamic terrorism issue. You could take away guns from every American, and the problem would only get worse. You could take all the guns away, and all it would mean is that these people would be the only ones with guns. This is not a gun issue.
All right, let's go to the live line. Vince says he has a terrorism question. Go ahead, Vince.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Mm-hmm. I just wonder what stricter gun laws would do when France, with the strictest gun laws I know of in Europe, couldn't do a darn thing about the shooting in the theater over there. I see one thing in common. No one in the Orlando bar or in the theater in France seemed to be armed, including security, to be able to shoot back when this guy was reloading with multiple magazines. And what do you do when you got a pressure cooker bomb at the Boston Marathon? Now we won't. How are we going to stop that? I don't understand the logic of this at all becoming a gun control issue. This is a terrorism issue, and the only reason it's politicized is because our president instantly makes it a gun issue every time we have a terrorism event.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you. Adriana is next, 790-2040. Hey, Adriana. Hi, Adriana.
The comment is that political correctness was created to divide us and not unite us. And this was a terrorist act, and this person had an agenda, and he followed through with his agenda. People who are making this a gun issue have an agenda, and we are all Americans that need to stand up, because she's calling for legislation, for laws, but to support and to be respectful of the people who are trying to take the guns away from all of us law-abiding citizens. So this person went through everything that he did to get his weapon, but he had an agenda.
Okay.
We need to make sure that our rights are respected also, and that it is not a political issue, and it's not a gun issue.
All right, thank you. Cynthia is next. Hey, Cynthia, how are you?
Just fine, thank you. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that this issue really is one of global ideology that hates gays, hates Jews and Christians and Hindus and Buddhists.
And women.
Not and particularly uncovered women. And this is not an issue, a domestic issue of guns.
Joe?
Well, I'll go back to what I said
at the beginning.
Go ahead, please do. Which is that, it is a terrorism issue, and it is also a gun issue as well. So I think that it is both. I think that I'm not prepared to launch another war or to support a war across the seas. I'm usually never prepared to do that because this is an issue of national security. So what that means to me is that I don't know everything about the issue. I don't have all the data spread out in front of me. I don't know what X means and what Y means and how to put anything into perspective because it's national security. I don't have that kind of information. What I do feel is that the United States does significant damage to itself and to our relationships with other countries by just marching in and starting to bomb. And that should not be the answer to a question that also involves domestic issues of a failure to address really simple gun issues, gun-related issues in this country.
Wait a minute. Nobody here is saying the United States ought to just march into all these other countries, Joe. What we're saying is that the leadership has been so bad. We had victory won in Iraq. What does the president do? He withdraws from Iraq, leaves no troops there, and you create a vacuum in Iraq in 2009 and 10. And who takes over? The terrorists. Totally unnecessary. We had Afghanistan won. What does the president do? Starts withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. Now we have inadequate troops over there to finish the battle. What we need to do is, if we're in a war, we need to fight the war. We need to win the war immediately. And we need to get out. And we need to do it with, we have allies. We don't need to do it all ourselves. We have numerous allies in the Middle East that are looking for our leadership, but we will not lead. How in the world the city of Raqqa, the capital of ISIS, is still standing? It is beyond me. We have one air raid, not complicated, not boots on the ground, one air raid, wipe out Raqqa for starters. This thing could be won very rapidly, but we are letting them build their strength and use that strength to create a worldwide network And now they're infiltrating our country. And due to political correctness, Hillary Clinton and the president are saying, oh, we're just going to let these people come in the country. And Hillary Clinton is talking about increasing undocumented Syrians by 500%. That is just wrong. We're in a war. We need to go win the war. It would not be complicated. We've won the war in Iraq once. We won the war in Afghanistan once. And now, because of this president's dithering, we're having to do it again.
All right.
It's just wrong.
We're going to break it right there. Thank you very much, Joe, for coming in. Joe Holt.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much for coming in on last-minute notice. I do appreciate it. Paul Eckerstrom had a last-minute court appointment that he had to make, so we'll see him probably next week. And John Munger, thank you very much, John, for coming
in.
Thank you. All right. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Wall and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of Five Star Termite and Pest Control. You know, I've got five kids and four of them are daughters.
Daddy, Daddy, there's a spider in my room.
Oh boy, did I get smart. I took care of the spider, but the smartest thing I ever did was call Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? No more bugs in a Lehman household. They do a great job. They're economical and environmentally friendly.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We have an entire section devoted to the Old West and its heritage. Contributors include Wyatt Earp historian Scott Dyke and Hiking Apacheria's Jerry Egan. We also look back at Old West newspapers and feature a column, This Day in Old West History. It is Old West News from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday as we talk with Mike Hammond. Mr. Hammond is the Southern Arizona representative on the Arizona Highway Transportation Commission, also the Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Buckmaster, live noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's Voice, plus live streaming, podcasts, and archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:34 on a rather pleasant Monday afternoon here in Tucson. It's going to be getting much hotter toward the end of the week. It is time for our monthly scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau. Alan Schultz is with us. Alan is Marketing Director for the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Alan, how are you?
Good, good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You know, whenever there's this a tragedy like what has happened in Orlando, people want to do the right thing and they want to give to mm-hmm. charities. But it might be worthwhile here, Alan, to spend a couple of minutes, kind of a refresher about before you give, to ask a few questions.
Right. Yeah. Events like this are always just awful. But, you know, one of the things, one of the great things about America is there are a lot of people that really care. And there are a lot of charities out there that are really good about helping people in a situation like this. But these situations also bring out a lot of scammers. A lot more bad people. So, you know, scammers really kind of prey on the emotion of the event, really try to get people to donate money just based on emotion. And they're very, very sneaky about it. So in light of what happened Saturday night, a lot of consumers will probably start getting some robocalls, some phone calls from people asking them to donate. Just be very careful about that. You know, if you haven't heard of the charity that's calling, you know, don't automatically just pledge money or give them your credit card number for sure. You'll also see it on social media, on Facebook. You'll see kind of these clickbait things where there's, you know, the headline is "Donate Now, Orlando Needs Your Help."
Be careful with that stuff. Right. Be careful actually even what you click on. Right.
Yeah. Don't donate on those ads. If you really want to give, it's a great idea for you to take the initiative to go to someplace like give.org, which is the Wise Giving Alliance, which is a branch of Better Business Bureau. It handles the charities and it accredits charities nationally and locally. So if you go to Wise Giving Alliance at give.org, you'll see a list of charities that have been accredited through Better Business Bureau. That's a good place to start.
Yeah, and it's not to say that there couldn't be a newly established group that is going to be doing the right thing, but
right.
It's always when you see somebody, an organization that you know and perhaps mm-hmm. you've given to in the past, then if there's something new that can just, you need to be cautious.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And one thing you'll see now in this age is the GoFundMe accounts.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of the families that were affected by this tragedy will very likely start setting up, you know, some of these accounts. And you may see those on Facebook. Again, just be very careful. Most of those GoFundMe accounts are legitimate, and they're overseen by a financial institution, usually a bank or an attorney, somebody like that will oversee an account like that. But the issue is sometimes you just never really know where that money is going to end up. So again, just be careful with those.
And another thing to be careful about, we like to urge everyone on our monthly visits with the Better Business Bureau about highlight a particular scam, and it seems like the card scammers are at it big time these days.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, nationally, card skimming has really, really picked up recently. And we've seen a lot of that on our scam tracker. And locally, we've been affected as well. In fact, just very recently, some scammers inserted some card skimmers at one of the Circle K's in Marana. So, you know, so it happens locally as well. And if you're not familiar with card skimming, it's where someone places a device over a machine that takes your credit card or your ATM card. You see it a lot at the ATMs. And when you insert your card, they take all of your ATM card information. So So,
okay, is there anything you can do to protect yourself in that area?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, if especially at the ATM, if something doesn't look right, if all of a sudden the machine looks different than what you're used to, don't insert your card. It's a good idea to just be very cautious there. And when you're at other places, such as, you know, if you're at Circle K getting gas, you should use your credit card or pay in cash. But use your credit card because it's easier than if someone has stolen your credit card information. It's a lot easier to cancel the credit cards and, you know, get your money back on that.
And when you're putting your PIN in, even though no one appears to be around, it might not be a bad idea, Alan, to actually kind of just cover the screen or just to sort of protect it so that PIN number is just not visible.
Right. Yeah. You should always cover when you're putting in your PIN number, you should always cover it just because you never know who is looking. Scammers have gotten very sophisticated with the way they follow people. And, you know, they've even got these machines now that can actually take the information out of your card from like 10 feet away.
Wow.
And one of the other things that is helping is the EMV chip. So whenever possible, make sure that you use those credit cards with those chips because they're a little harder to get the information from.
All right, and the very hot weather we're having brings out these every summer. You get these scammers, the repair people that really don't know. They're just suddenly arrived in town yesterday,
right? Yeah.
And they're gonna take care of all your air conditioning needs. They're gonna take care of the swamp coolers and everything else. Be very careful.
Right, summer seems to be the time when these businesses send people out to go door to door. And so you will very likely, and a lot of times people get phone calls. So you get a phone call or somebody knocking on your door wanting to, you know, inspect your air conditioning unit, give it a tune-up. You know, you give them $35 in cash and then you never see them again. So so it's a good idea to go to our website, bbb.org/Tucson or tucson.bbb.org and look up, you know, and look up the businesses, the local businesses that are doing well here.
And the website has so many great features that you've got all these, what is it called, the e-quote program that you have. How does that work?
Well, for our accredited businesses, we offer this program where a consumer can go to their page on our website and request a quote from them just directly through their page on our website. Or a consumer can go on, any consumer, if they're looking for, you know, AC tune-up, they can go to our website and go to our accredited business list and request a quote for whatever they need from the entire industry, and they'll only get it from the accredited businesses.
Yeah, you want to try to support a business that has that BBB seal because that's a business that, for want of a better phrase, has been checked out, right, Alan?
Correct, yes.
I mean, it gives you, it's a really good starting place. I also want to, again, that in the giving tips, what was that very simple website that folks can go to check out a charitable organization?
It is www.give.org.
And that is another very good place to go to find out about a charity that you may be thinking about giving to. And another place that you should have bookmarked on your computer is BBB, BetterBusinessBureau.org. Alan Schultz, thank you very much, Alan. Always good information. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Coming up on 12:46 on The Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Ama Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Green Things, one of our fine sponsors. They've been doing these very popular workshops Saturday and Sunday. They're free workshops over at Green Things. And you can learn a lot if you're into gardening like I am. Great resource over there at 3384 East River Road. That's just by the Rito Riverwalk. You see walkers walk into Green Things. You see people on horseback actually ride into Green Things. And, of course, you can drive in as well. They're on 13 acres chock full of greenhouses, plants, pottery, gardening supplies, name it. They've got it just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. GreenThingsAZ.com. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show, his monthly appearance. He's one of our two dozen contributors. Always good to have him. Dr. Mark Sykes, CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute, based right here in Tucson, celebrating its 44th year. And I know it's I can always remember your anniversary because it kind of coincides with my wedding anniversary. I've been married for 44 years.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
Well, congratulations are in order to you being, actually, this came down the day after your last monthly appearance, so this is my first chance to congratulate you on winning a very prestigious award from the American Astronomical Society, and it is the Harold Mazursky Award, which is given annually by the American Astronomy Society Division for Planetary Science for outstanding service to planetary science and exploration. And this thing really carries a lot of weight in your community, to say the least, because the first recipient was back in 1991, and we all know Carl Sagan. We know that name. Yep. So that that really puts you in rarefied air.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Bill, and congratulations for you for being Nevada Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so it's odd because both of these awards kind of came down at the same time. So it was just the planets were in the right.
Yeah, they were perfectly aligned.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so...
And that's always nice to be recognized.
It is. It is. That's and Tom Beal, I want to recognize Tom. He wrote a really nice, it was front page article that Tom did about your award. And frequent critic of NASA. That's I'm sure the people at NASA really have seen this.
Well,
seen
the I do tend to stand up at in front of 1,000 people at meetings and call them to task at times.
So. Well, what's the biggest issue you've had with NASA?
Oh, primarily just a volatility of funding and lack of transparency and just being kind of honest with the community and what's being done, you know, in terms of their funding. And because, you know, we have a great resource in this country with our planetary science community. It's just, you know, maybe a couple thousand people in the country as a whole. And it was created, planetary science, solar system exploration was created by NASA, was created by this country. And we've been at it for, you know, 50 odd years.
And it's a small, as you say, it's a relatively small pool of people that do the work you do. And which leads me to believe that you probably know most of the people that
good
are.
Good chunk of them.
No, really, a good chunk of them that are in the business. I mean, you've either worked with them know of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And whereas astronomy has been around for centuries and is deeply embedded in universities all over the world, modern planetary science really is not. There's some exceptions. Like here at the University of Arizona, we have the Department of Planetary Science, which is a very prominent academic institution and has graduated more than 200 PhDs in planetary science since it was founded in 72, I think it was. And so it's but that's a rarity. And so the community depends upon NASA for its funding, by and large, you know, with missions, with research programs, because that's how it got started, and so when things become volatile, you know, you got to do some workforce management, you know, and unfortunately, that's not something bureaucrats really are into doing. And so they think they can turn, you know, a group of people on and off. But the thing is that you turn it off, when you go to turn it back on again, they're gone. So I've been an advocate for stability.
You would like to see a fixed NASA budget, correct?
I'd like to see a stable, you know, NASA budget, at least in the areas where there's competition, you know, such as the research programs, the cheaper missions in planetary, like the Discovery program, where people are competing for cost-capped missions, and then let Congress come in to do, you know, special appropriations if we want to have a multi-billion-dollar thing to go to Europa or wherever, and then that way, you know, you protect the stable stuff, the competed stuff, and then let the larger projects, which have a lot more uncertainty associated with them, you know, vary as needed. And if it gets out of whack, and Congress can decide whether or not we're done with this, or no, this is important enough, we need to add some more money to it.
So the money varies every year, or is it every 2 years? The
NASA every year.
Every year. It varies.
Yeah, the NASA budget, right, you know, goes every year. There's always a push-pull sometimes.
But there have been dramatic shifts in that budget.
Oh, yeah. In 2013, NASA Planetary got cut 20% in one fell swoop.
Mm.
And Congress added the money back, then the administration took it out in an operations plan, and that plan was leaked to me. I published it. Congress goes, and they added some of it back in. It was a certain amount of consternation, but it was that's an example of some of the things that I've done in recent years.
Yeah.
So to try to protect, you know, people.
I'm sure that your friends at NASA are applauding your award. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw this story about that one third of the world cannot see now the Milky Way because of artificial light, and it's more than 80% of Americans now hidden from the Milky Way.
Mm-hmm.
Light pollution has become a huge issue, hasn't it?
Well, it's always been an issue, and as we've become a more urban society, you know, so more people are living in cities, and cities have grown up without any concerns about light in the sky. You know, it's never really been an issue, except for some places like Flagstaff and Tucson, mm-hmm, and some other places where you have some astronomical industry in the area. But also it's kind of a waste, right? You know, that if you're spending money to send light up into the sky, what is that doing? You know, it's a waste of money. If you could, you know, just cap the fixtures, use the right kind of fixtures to direct the light where you want it to go on the ground. You know, then
it's a lot of wasted energy. In other words,
it's a lot of wasted. Yeah. And using more efficient bulbs at PSI, mm-hmm, a little thing. You know,
right,
we have our complex that we have, their little office complex up
off
there,
Fort Lowell,
and we replaced all the bulbs, the old, mm-hmm, fashioned sodium bulbs or whatever, with these longer, you know, the more energy efficient to things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had the same illumination, you know, it was going where we wanted, you know, in there. And we made all the money back within a year.
Wow.
Just because it was cheaper. So now we're only talking about hundreds of dollars here, but it's the kind of conservation,
yeah,
I like, where yes, you are wasting less energy and you're saving money at the same time.
There you go. Speaking of getting back to NASA, the Juno mission arriving on the 4th of July, arriving at Jupiter, how do they time these things so they arrive right on the 4th of July?
You know,
is that just a coincidence?
The magic of celestial mechanics, you know.
Slow down the spacecraft.
Yeah, if we go by Earth at this point to get a little swing, well, we can adjust it a little bit, and then we get by Jupiter on the 4th of July.
Which is guaranteed to get publicity, which is good.
Right.
But this has a small camera. The Juno cam, and one of your PSI senior scientists was involved with that.
Yes, Candy Hansen is the PI of Juno cam.
Mm-hmm. Principal investigator.
Right. This is just a small camera because it's not really needed for the mission. Mm-hmm. But how can you send something to Jupiter without a camera, for crying out loud?
A camera.
You know, there's a spectrometer to measure the aurora, you know, the color of the aurora.
Mm-hmm.
There's a microwave radiometer to determine some compositional information about the atmosphere, particularly water and how deep it is, you know, deep within the atmosphere.
Right.
But one of the main points of the mission is to go on these big elliptical loops coming within 5,000 miles of the top, or 5,000 kilometers of the top of the atmosphere, in order to measure the gravity of Jupiter, the structure of the gravity, so that you understand what the interior structure of Jupiter is like. How big is its core? You know, what is its and its density? Are there other thicker layers there? So it's going to tell us some very fundamental stuff about this giant planet.
Got to wrap it up here, but we'll find out, I guess, soon about the end of the Ceres mission, whether it will be continued, the Dawn mission.
The Dawn mission, yes. We end at the end of this month officially. We're waiting to hear from NASA about whether or not we get to stick around till we run out of gas at Ceres. If we get to stay as long as we have, which will be till the end of April of 17, then a series will be at the distance from the sun where this other spacecraft, the Herschel Space Telescope, saw water vapor coming from.
I hope they have some kind of a gas station on Sirius
to
fill it up and keep on rolling.
That would be nice.
Mark Sykes, always a pleasure. PSI.edu for more information of the Planetary Science Institute. Congratulations on your award.
Thanks, Bill, and congratulations on your award.
Our mutual congratulations. You do great work, Mark. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
This portion of Buckmaster presented by Silver City, and they do great work over there. It's a great place to get away from the heat with that mile-high elevation, so things do cool off considerably compared to Tucson. Only 3 hours east of Tucson and many very nice places to stay, like Georgetown Cabins. You can find the full list of the things to do and places to stay. Stay at southwestnewmexico.org. Mike Shaw on 4 Tucson at 4 this afternoon. Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone, and a different guest host every day. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04. The name of the program, Buckmaster. See you then.